joined now by Brown senior national scout Pat Roberts, who is in his, how many years have you been covering the Senior Bowl?
This is 15 for me.
15 senior. Okay, 15, so you're the senior, you're truly the senior national scout.
I'm the old guy.
The old guy. I know the feeling. Pat, as you watch these practices, let's first of all talk about the thing that people will say about Senior Bowl workouts compared to what you see at the combine is that these guys are in pads and helmets. They're actually doing football drills versus the combine, which is all about agility, athleticism in T-shirts and shorts, very different nature. But so from that standpoint, it is different. But give me a sense of how it compares with, say, watching, and you watch many of these through the course of a college season, regular college practices.
Right. I think it's interesting because a lot of times, especially if there's a kid here from a smaller school, it's their first time in a setting of a pro practice, a pro-style practice with that type of tempo, that type of competitiveness. You know, the guys, especially offensive D-linemen, get after it pretty good. You know, right. You see them give that little push at the end. They're all trying to impress people. So instead of just trying to go through the motions like sometimes you see, you know, during the fall when guys are tired and right. It's just trying to get to Saturday to play, here they've got a reason to try to win every rep. So I think that's interesting in that sense. And then also the other thing that's probably the techniques that they're learning. You know, a lot of times you may only see a guy, say a defensive back, you may only see him side straddle, you know, during the fall instead of a true back pedal.
Okay.
Where here you might see that skill. So you're getting to see him more in a see him do things more than here than what they would do at college as far as getting ready for the NFL.
And that's because you're going to do a true back pedal more often in the NFL than at the collegiate level?
Well,
what's the reason for the difference?
Not necessarily, but it's another technique that maybe they've never done that they might have to use, you know. One of the skills, let's say a corner, one of the skills you evaluate is how they backpedal.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some schools that you never see it. You know, they may just always press or they may just play another technique.
Okay.
And so you never truly see their feet to have to do that skill.
Right.
And so here a lot of times you'll see a lot more, again, pro-style skills that they have to learn.
What has been noteworthy to you just in terms of watching the practices here each day as far as, let's say, if we put it in a general term of quality, overall quality, and we'll compare it as recently as last year, because last year the Browns drafted six of the players who took part in this game.
Right.
So obviously there was something that stood out, not just in this. I know it's only one piece of the puzzle, but there certainly had to be enough pluses that you got out of this as a collective scouting department a year ago
right.
to make those choices. How does this year stack up in overall quality?
Well, I think it's a really good year, especially on the offensive and defensive lines. You know, a few of the quarterbacks have looked good. A lot of the DBs have looked good. And in my opinion, you know, you may not have the first pick in the draft here. You know, just throwing that out as an example.
Sure.
But there's a lot of those guys, I think a lot of gems that you get a chance to see up close. You get to see how they compete. You get to see their athletic ability. And then you get to talk to them. And so I think it's a real – more so than the combine, where let's say you get to see them do a lot of things on air or just how they run. Here you get to see them actually playing coverage and see their ball skills. And so you get a chance to see them more as a complete football player and person and, you know, again, have a setting where you get to talk to them as well.
And you study everything. You study not only how they perform and execute the specific football skills and techniques, but body language. You pay attention to and I'm sure
Absolutely.
By the day, right, you want to see how the guy that you saw on Monday looks on Wednesday or Thursday going through this.
Absolutely.
Guys start getting
comfortable, and then you might see him talk a little bit more trash. You might see him, you know, give a little shove at the end of the play, and their true colors, you know, they can't hide them for that many days, I guess.
Right,
but,
right.
But, no, it looks like the guys are having fun. And they're competing hard. That's the one thing I have noticed is that these kids are competing this year, especially, you know, when they do the one-on-ones with offensive, defensive line. And you know, there's a lot of those extra little shoves, maybe someone grabbing a face mask and tug in there or a push at the end. So, you know, it makes it more interesting for us too.
So walking us through the typical day, the typical routine for you as a senior national scout, you go to that morning practice, and I see most of you guys who do what you do, it's old school. You're carrying spiral-bound notebooks and pens. You know, I don't see like a lot of computer tablets, and even though you might have those as part of your equipment, I know, to study tape, but
right.
When you're out at the practice, it just looks like a very old school setting. And why is that so, and B, what's being jotted in those notebooks? If you can give me a kind of a typical way that you take notes from practice.
Sure. You know, the old school way, I think, especially in that setting, sitting down or you know, standing on the field and having to write, it'd be tough to do it with the tablet, because I actually use mine in the fall,
mm-hmm.
and when I'm watching tape, and that works well for me then, but I can't do that here.
No, I don't see anybody really
right,
doing
right.
it.
Yeah, you can't. And then as far as, you know, let's say what I'm writing down, I'm looking at the corners, you know, the cornerbacks. And so, again, you have a list of specific things you look at for each position.
Such as,
let's say for a corner or for any position, you'd have athletic ability, strength and explosion, play speed, competitive nature, and how they key and diagnose, you know, their keys or how they read and react, their instincts. That would be for just about any position. And then let's say for corners, you know, I always look at how they support the run. How they play in press coverage, how they play in man coverage, how they transition out of their back pedal, you know, how their feet and hips are,
right?
How they close, how they play the football in the air, whether they, you know, some guys just can't find it with their back to the quarterback when they're running down the sidelines. Some
okay.
guys can. So, you know, those are the types of things you look at. And then the other thing you might do is, or that I like to do, let's say if I'm watching the corners and out of the corner of my eye I see a rep from an offensive and defensive lineman that I want to take a note of, so that when I go back and actually do the practice tape, I know, hey, this is a rep I wanted to see. I wanted to see what he did with his hands or why he got beat or,
okay.
you know, why he got to the quarterback. So those are the type of things, general things that you look at.
Pat Roberts, senior national scout for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. So after you go through the practices, and there are two a day, north squad, south squad, then you're back here, and again, I see each night a large collection of guys who do what you do scattered throughout this Renaissance Hotel, which is where we're broadcasting from, headquartering the players, with those trusty pads and pens, waiting for a meeting with these players. How are those scheduled? And then let's walk through a typical session you have, how long they are, and what kind of questions you ask.
Right. You know, the way Phil's actually set it up this year has been pretty good.
Phil Savage, by the way, who's heading up the Senior Bowl, former Browns GM. Okay.
Yes. He, in the past, it's just been you grab them as you can. You get their cell phone numbers, you try to call them, get in touch with the kid, say, hey, can you meet me at this time? And it's really been difficult to do. And I think that since Phil has been a part of that rat race, he found a way to do it more like the Combine does, where you schedule the interviews. You have, they're broken up into four rooms downstairs. There's eight teams in each room, and then they shuffle eight or nine players through at a time, and the different teams grab them and interview them, and you know, you're trying to find out about their background. If they've been in any trouble, you kind of want to clean that up and find out exactly what happened, because there's a lot of gray area when you go through the fall.
Yeah.
And give the kid a chance to tell his story.
His side.
And okay. You know, there are a lot of times there are two sides to every story, for good or for bad. And then, you know, again, finding out just a little bit about the kid, what he does in his free time, what his family's like, and, you know, just trying to get a feel for whether he's going to fit in Cleveland or not.
How long do those sessions generally last, Pat?
It depends how much gray area. you know, it was funny. I was talking to a kid the other night, and I'm ticking off the questions, and this kid was, you know, really clean as far as his character. And it was everything the coaches said he was. You know, he's never been in trouble.
Right.
I mean, that one lasted 5 minutes, you know.
Okay.
And then you have another one where you may have to say, wait, back up a second. You know, was this junior or senior year? Was this, you know, where were you at when this happened?
Yeah.
Why did this happen?
Yeah. So, but you walk, they'll walk you through for the most part, or at least as best as
yes.
they can?
Yes. And, you know, most of them have been – most of them have been told, hey, tell the truth, because they're going to find out.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. A lot of times we're asking questions that we already know the answers to.
Yeah.
And so this gives them a chance to tell the truth.
I think the Manti Te'o thing should be a cautionary tale for everybody, and that's just one. I mean, you know, but as much as attention as that's gotten. All right, then you get all this data, and do what with it? What's your final step after your perspective?
Right. What we do, and every team's different, but what we do is, again, I have the cornerbacks here, and so I've interviewed all those guys. We have a report form that I go and you put all the information from the interview in.
It's a template on your laptop or tablet or whatever.
Exactly. Okay. And we put all that information in.
Yep.
And then we'll get the the game tape and the practice tapes or videos sometime probably next week, early next week.
Okay. From the Senior Bowl.
From the Senior Bowl. And then we will evaluate that, and then I'll have to write a report on how they were during the week and put a grade on them.
On each guy.
On each corner. Yes.
And each corner. You were.
That's who I'm doing.
Because then that's a.
Correct.
It's an assignment. It's the duties are dispatched out to each
scout
who is here.
Yes.
And that's your particular assignment.
And then I will personally. I'll go back after I'm done with all my junior tape that I've got to do at every position.
Sure.
You know, once I get caught up with that, then I'll go back and watch all these All-Star games and do the rest of the players and how they did in those.
It's fascinating stuff, and there is a lot of science to it, even though at the end of the day it's still you don't know.
I mean,
for all that work and research you guys do, but it is a fascinating thing. Pat, thank you so much. Always enjoy having you on the show.
No problem. I appreciate it.
He is Pat Roberts, Senior National Scout for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.